This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Xiaoning and Lin Mark. It is now 7:47 in the morning. And before we talk to Michael Kang, Datuk Michael Kang, President of the SME Association of Malaysia, on how SMEs are coping with the newly implemented CMCO, we are asking this morning on our poll, is the Klang Valley CMCO a proportionate response to stop the spread of COVID-19? Do let us know, because there are three options: yes, no, don't know. So please vote on our Twitter poll. Let us know what you think, because yesterday evening, the government announced that it is reimposing the CMCO in Selangor, Putrajaya and KL due to the recent spike in COVID-19 infections. Now, the decision was announced by Senior Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, who said that movements across different districts would not be allowed, but workers who need to cross districts will have to show their work pass or a letter of approval by their employer. This announcement unfortunately came at a time when people have just begun to become more confident about venturing out of their homes to eat in restaurants and return to offices again. Now, with 25% of SMEs facing closure risks amid the new wave of COVID-19, according to the SME Association of Malaysia, how will this CMCO affect them? So for more on this, we have Datuk Michael Kang, President of the SME Association of Malaysia. Thank you for joining us this morning, Datuk. Now, last evening, like I said, the government reimposed the CMCO. Have you been given any clarity in terms of the SOPs, as many of your members will also be affected?
Yeah, morning. I think we're still waiting for the new SOP. We have been contacted the MITI. MITI responded, let's wait for the latest SOP, how, which industry, how to work on it. We hope that the CMCO will not affect the whole economy. We hope that the economy can still continue. It should not lock down the whole economy. If it really lock down the economy, I think we will be facing a huge problem, especially SME.
So was there any consultation with your association before this announcement at all?
No, I don't think they consult any industry people when they announce it, because all the associations or all the industry are facing mess up and do not know what to do. I've been yesterday after announced, I think my phone was ring nonstop. You know, message is coming in nonstop. Ask me what to do, how to do, how about it. So I just can tell them. I got no ideas. Suddenly I receive also the same thing. And also nobody know about what is going on.
And so, I mean, even before the CMCO, what was the situation on the ground that you're observing? What were the main issues SMEs were facing that you're probably going to see compounded by the CMCO?
Previously, I think before the announcement of CMCO, I think most of the SME are slowly are recovering. Their business slowly picking up. I think after this announcement, they were facing a huge problem. They are really panic. You know, they don't know what to do and how to go about. A lot of SME try to recover. They're facing a huge problem on the cash flow. As what we did the surveys, 20% before the monitoriums end, we did a survey. The SME respond, 20% of them, they say, they told us they're going to close down, they can't sustain it anymore, because as everyone know, the SME cash flow before the MCO, they had their on-hand cash only 1 to 3 months. So with the 1 to 3 month cash, because of the government assistance extension, which is 4 months no income, this 1 to 3 months, they can last for maximum up to 6 months. So I think this is a time for them to make a decision whether to continue or to shut down.
So what kind of measures would you like to see the government introduce or implement to ease some of the pains of this CMCO? What's the priority here?
The priority is how to help. I think currently the biggest challenges for the SME, those who are in retail, especially in the mall, you can go and see. Yesterday, I was just dropped by a mall in a car park, totally empty, you know. So I think they are going to face a huge problem on the, they have to continue paying the rental. They have still not solved their rental issue when the MCO until today. You know, a lot of SME are still struggling. I think majority, quite a numbers of SME are still not paying their rental until today from the MCO lockdown until today because they got no cash to pay. So we hope that the government can help in terms of rental to reduce, to get the reduced or subsidy on the rentals, especially retailers, restaurant, all those, and more on any businesses which are rent their business. We need the help also by salary. We can extend also the moratoriums for another 3 months until end of the year, December, or until March next year. I think we foresee definitely SME will be facing huge problems on the cash flow.
And Dato, there were reports that despite banks extending their targeted moratorium, small businesses are struggling to get approval on loan extensions or on terms which are agreeable to them. Do you have any insights on this?
Yes, I think why you can see that the report showed that even we did the survey, we checked with our members, a lot of people, a lot of SME approaching the bank. I think banks have their own way of the criteria's own way of decision. They all benefit towards the bank, not helping the SME. Even we have also SME are complaining when they pay start installment on the October's installment, bank just straight away deduct for the last 6 months moratorium interest. So ask SME to repay again on October installment. So that this is those kind of the problem. The bank are not helping, you know, not really come in to help. And if the government leave the extension of moratorium to the bank, hand of the bank, we hope that MOF or government should step in to announce to help those who really need help on the cash flow monitoring extension, straight away automatic extension for the moratorium. This is the best way to help the SME to survive.
And Dato, earlier you mentioned a wage subsidy program. How would you like this extended? In what form?
I think like CMCO, definitely a lot of SME facing their cash flow issue. As I mentioned, the wage subsidy, we hope that government can extend to more cover, bigger coverage to help the SME to overcome their cash flow, especially those who are still waiting for the wage subsidy release from the SOCSO. We hope that SOCSO can speed up their process to release the fund. Even some of the SME come to me to tell me and from April they apply the subsidy until today they still not receive. Now we hope that their SOCSO can speed up the process, or even some of them last 3 months they not get any subsidy from the SOCSO. We hope that SOCSO can speed up the process. We hope that the government can extend the wage subsidy until next year, March, so that the SME can have more cash flow easier to overcome their problem.
And Dato, you know, Budget 2021 is just around the corner, probably tabled on the first Friday of November. So what kind of measures do you think the government can take to assist the SMEs?
For the budget, I think we are looking at the SME, what they need help is on the income tax, on the tax, all those. We hope that the government can reduce the income tax, reduce all the taxes, include the SST. I think we are SME are struggling. What we need is the market, the sales, so that we hope that with the tax reduction, with all those, we can push up the consumption so that the SME can overcome their cash flow. They have the sales. We need the government to implement more helping on the digitization, especially improve the infrastructures of the country so that every single one able to use online and communicate through online. Even a lot of rural areas still are not able to log in, still don't have internet access. Even some areas no coverage. Yesterday I was in Pahang, most of the areas there are not totally no coverage, including my handphone.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Datuk Michael Kang, President of the SME Association of Malaysia, giving us his views on what are some of the pain points his members are facing. I think there's still a lack of clarity in terms of what can and cannot be done, which will probably be revealed throughout the day. But clearly, this has a great impact on the economy because the SMEs are said to be the greatest employers of people in Malaysia. Up to 60% of Malaysians are involved in SME business in one way or another. So I think it's very important to monitor the sector as to how they're doing, you know, and I think the wage subsidy, things like that do help. But I think we have to wait and see what will be announced because so far, nothing much. Lynn, what takeaways do you have?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway I had from him was just a bit of a sense of how dire the cash flow issues are for these SMEs. You know, he was calling for the wage subsidies to be extended to March of next year, which would bring us right round full circle to the start of the MCO this year. And it's not been an easy time of it, even under the CMCO. We've also been running a poll on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you, is the Klang Valley CMCO a proportionate response to stop the spread of COVID-19? And the results are pretty mixed. 46% have said no, 42% have said yes, a further 12% say don't know. So I guess, you know, that reflects the conflict even within the society.
Yeah, not an easy question to answer. But we're about to head into the 8 a.m. news bulletin and after that, the breakfast grill where Noel speaks to Fleur Pellerin, former French Minister for SME, Innovation and Digital Economy. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be happening in a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.